I think, you know, for some people, Christmas is summed up in various phrases, isn't it? It depends where you're from as to which phrases they might be. For some of us, it might be peace on earth. For others of us, it might be goodwill to all men. For some of us, it might be batteries not included. It just depends, doesn't it, where you're from and the important things to you. Some of it might be all of those things, of course. It depends on things. And, you know, some things are really significant, aren't they, in this Bible story? And the way that they're brought shows their significance. The angels are significant. I mean, you don't miss the fact the angels have come in front of all these shepherds and proclaim the good news to these shepherds. That's a significant event. The arrival of the Magi, three or more, we don't know, because we only know how many gifts they brought. We don't know how many of them there were. There's assumptions. But that was significant as well. But there's also things that get to me in the Nativity that are not significant. It's the insignificant characters and things that also get to me. And I think that actually sometimes we need to think about those insignificant things as well. On the song that we sang, we didn't sing, the song that we listened to on Sunday evening at the carol service included this song lyric, Bethlehem, through your small door came the hope we waited for. And that struck me as a lyric in itself of expectation of something so enormous that comes through something so small, that Mary, sitting on a donkey or standing or walking behind a donkey with Joseph, walks through that insignificant doorway into that city, or that town. It wasn't even a city in those days, into the town of David, really. I mean, if you went to Bethlehem in those days, you would think that Burton was a massive city in comparison to it. It was tiny in comparison to that. And we might think, well, so what? You know, Bethlehem was an important place. Well, actually, it wasn't. It was little, a little town of Bethlehem. And whilst it had many significant things that happened there, it wasn't a significant town. It wasn't a significant place. It was significant because, yes, David was born and brought up there. He became king while he was there, and Saul before him, and other things happened in Ruth and all those sorts of things as well. And that David's city, the town of Bethlehem, in a way was important. But actually, as a town itself, and significance in the Roman Empire, significance to the world at the time, it was not significant at all. It was a small farming community town. More of a village, if you try and picture it, maybe picture it like that. Tiny village on a hill, perhaps walled, perhaps not. Not a significant town. At the beginning of the book of Ruth, for example, in the Old Testament, it's a place of ridicule. If you read the Hebrew text, it says that it's a place of ridicule. It was the strapline of a joke. And it got me thinking this morning that actually we need to ponder sometimes the amazing things that God does in the things that are insignificant, in the people who are insignificant. How valuable are you and I? Well, probably not significant in the world. We might like to think we are. How significant are we in the universe? When we thought about, you know, how far away that galaxy was and everything last Sunday. Well, probably not that significant. Not that much of value in the universe. If we died tomorrow, would the nearest star miss us? No, probably not. How valuable that we are in the world's eyes is probably not that great. We'd make little difference. But, you know, the interesting thing is that the part of the Christmas story is that we are significant to God. And we find our significance in Him. Bethlehem was a joke town in the Old Testament. But God took the joke town and made it a most significant place. Not once over, but over and over again He made it significant. The significance of a small town like Bethlehem purely becomes about by what God does with it. It would have remained insignificant if God had not allowed Ruth to come back to it, to marry Boaz, and from Boaz to have Obed, and Obed to have Jesse, and Jesse to have David, who became king of Israel. It would never have happened unless God had allowed that to happen. The significance of a small town like Bethlehem becomes because of what God does with it. And the arrival of a pregnant, unmarried mother through a small entrance into that town seems on the face of it to be highly insignificant. But she carries inside of her the hope of the entire world. So that left me with a question. What about us? Where do we place ourselves in the spectrum of significance? Because some of us come here this morning perhaps thinking we are very significant, or some of us come here this morning thinking we're not at all significant. Because wherever it is, God thinks much more of us. He would do much more for us than we could ever imagine. He loves you more than anyone who gave you the best gift that you had for Christmas. And his gift to you is greater than any gift you'll ever receive, today or any other day. He thinks so much more of you because his gift is none other than his son to you today. In you, he places his spirit. In you, he places his character. In you, he places his very presence, Emmanuel, God with us. Don't be fooled into thinking that God's gift comes to the special, the significant, or even the religious. The baby comes to poor parents, was seen by dirty shepherds, and acclaimed by foreigners with an entirely different religion. Jesus comes for all of us. No one falls outside of the love of God today, just as no one fell outside of the love of God when the good news was first proclaimed by the angels to stinky old shepherds on a hill. Or good news was foretold in the stars to a group of magi who decided to go on a 1,000-mile journey to find out what it's all about. Just as it didn't miss out on a young mother or a young man. The significance of a small town like Bethlehem purely comes about because of what God wants to do with it. And your significance comes from a God and what he wants to do with you. Let's just pray. Lord, I come back again to that lyric. Bethlehem, through your small door came the hope we've waited for. Lord, sometimes we struggle. We struggle to get to grips with the significance that you place into our lives, the love that you pour into our hearts, and the grace that covers a multitude of sins that we are not happy about. Lord, will you come this Christmas time and share with us yet again your great love and your great gentle, caring grace with us today. Help us, Lord, to remember that you have made us significant, even though we weren't. And you change our lives. Lord, help us to celebrate that. And if we don't know you, help us to come and ask you to make it true and real in our lives today. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.